Hey, this is Dr. Leung, L-E-O-N-G. First name is M-A-N-G, L-E-O-N-G. The King patient last name is B as in boy, E-L-T-R-A-N. First name is Alberto, A-L-B-E-R-T-O. Date of visit is February 9, 2023. Date of birth is February 8, 1963. Next paragraph is Salinas Valley State Prison. Chief complaint, leg weakness. Next paragraph, history of resident illness. Patient tells me that he has been having progressive leg weakness, for the last 7 years. So for study, tells me that his leg weakness started in 2016. For study, tells me that one day he was trying to bend his legs, suddenly he felt severe pain in the back. For study, since then he's been having leg weakness and it's been progressively getting worse. For study, the leg weakness is worse on the left leg than the right leg. For study, he's limping on his left leg. For study, a patient tells me that he also pain in the left. Hip, mostly in the left buttocks area and the left hip area. He said he's very painful for stuff. Denies any significant muscle pain for stuff. I don't see any rashes, patient denies any hemiphoresis or hemibody sensory changes. He does have numbness in the left large toe. However, tells me that he's not numb in the bottom of the feet bilaterally. Next paragraph, patient seeing a rheumatologist. Patient was found to have elevated CPK. Patient also elevated aldolase. Next paragraph, past medical history. Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Next paragraph, past medical history. Chronic low back pain, chronic elevated CPK. Generalized anxiety disorder, major depressive episodes, opioid dependency, a history of hepatitis C, eosinophilia, next paragraph. Current medication, duloxetine, suboxone, ibuprofen, omeprazole. Social history, former cigarette smoke, three per day for 20 years, a history of IV drug use, former cocaine and marijuana, methamphetamine, stopped at the age of 25 years old. Next paragraph, review system. Patient has leg pain and leg weakness. Denies any hemiparesis, any body sensory changes to appropriate disorder and dysphagia. Next paragraph, neurological examination. Motor examination. Patient has significant leg weakness. Patient is weaker in the left leg than the right leg. The left hip flexion is 4 out of 5. The left knee extension is 4 minus out of 5. The left ankle dorsiflexion is 4 minus out of 5. The left ankle plantar flexion is 4 minus out of 5. The right hip flexion is 4 out of 5. The left knee extension is 4 out of 5. The left ankle dorsiflexion is 4 plus out of 5. The right ankle plantar flexion is 4 out of 5 for stomach. For a patient, significant muscle atrophy, specifically in the calves, bilaterally. For stomach, a patient has significant muscle atrophy in the calves, also in the calves, in the lower leg. For stomach, a patient also has muscle atrophy in the thighs, bilaterally. For stomach, next for a sensory examination, patient has decreased sensation to the left large toe. For stomach, a patient's normal sensation to the hands are bilaterally for step. And they go back to motor examination, bilateral hand grip of 5 out of 5 for step. And next paragraph, DTR, and the knees are 2 plus bilaterally for step. Bilateral Achilles are 1 plus for step. Next paragraph. Next graph, diagnostic test, knee and genu flexion study was performed today. First up, it shows evidence of a lumbar radicular apophthegma bilaterally. First up, mostly in the L4, bilateral L4 and L5 levels bilaterally. First up, the EMG nerve conduction study did not show significant peripheral neuropathy. First up, next number, the lumbar radiculopathy and acute and chronic findings. First up, next number, impression number one, chronic lumbar radiculopathy, bilateral L4 and L5 levels. So first up, these findings are explaining the muscle atrophy. In the legs, first up, patients clearly weaker in the left and the right. I do not find any peripheral neuropathy today on an EMG nerve conduction study. Next number. Another differential diagnosis would also include myositis, such as inclusion body myositis, given that or other myositis such as polymyositis, given the patient is elevated to CPK. However, I don't see any set rate result today with the information given to me. First up, an expert recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next time, I recommend patient to see a spine surgeon, to evaluate for the lumbar radiculopathy and spondylosis next summer. Also, get the set rate, and CRP, see if they're elevated. CPK findings. I want to know the CPK findings and see how high that is. I don't have those records. I don't have those numbers today. Next number. If patient has high set rate, high CPR, I'm sorry, high CRP, high CRP, high CPK, he might deserve a workup for myositis, such as a muscle biopsy, in the thigh or the calf, of how to definitively evaluate for muscle disease and myositis for sudden summer. Next number, our recommendation to first have the next number, this marks identification.